Yeah, at approximately 11:30, we were paged out to smoke in a building at Memminger Metal Finishing, and it's about a 30,000 square foot building. And so when we arrived on scene, the building appeared to be fully involved. Mostly the flames were coming out down at the east end of the building. But looking inside, when we first got there, it ran extensive damage from one end to the other. I immediately got on and paged out Joy, Reynolds, Viola, and Matherville for their help. And they arrived relatively quickly. I was pretty happy, and they ended up, and we got it knocked down. It probably took approximately 3 hours to get it knocked down to where it was under control. Not sure of a cause yet, but the state fire marshal is out there right now, and they are investigating to see if they can find a cause. There are cameras, security cameras inside the building, and so hopefully they'll really clue us in as to exactly what happened there. But the damage to the 30,000 square foot building, most of the damage was at a elevation of 7 foot off the ground and above. A lot of the things down below that level were still intact. And that building has a system, a series of exhaust fans, and it also brings in fresh air from outdoors, and those were running, which kind of hindered our process and really let it get a head start on us. But all in all, everything went very well. Everybody worked well together. No injuries. That was my first priority, and luckily it didn't spread to General Grind next door. And we were all in all, everything went quite well, except for what happened to the building and the business. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of disappointed employees this morning, so feel bad about that. But all in all, like I say, nobody got injured, and that was the main goal there. So